Tuesday night, end of the day, the tour away, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Four mitzvahs
to be Mekayim Lila Seder. We've got Matzah and Haggadah, which are mitzvahs deraisa, Arba Kosas and Mora, which is the Rabbonon. So there's a lot going on, and you've got along over here. When it comes to the Ayak Nahaz, we are Mekayim, one of the mitzvahs of one of the Arba Kosas with Havdalah. That's also another mitzvah, so there's quite a lot going on there. Now, if I ask you a question, can you be yotz for Arba Kosas with grape juice? People want to know, they want to have grape juice. Is kosas, arba kosas of wine, dafka wine, that has to be liter to derecheris, because that's really derecheris wine, or can it be, is it okay to have grape juice? You should know there were pikpukim about it. Rav Moshe Feinstein held that you're not yotze the tzad cheris shaboy. There's two elements to the arba kosas. One is the wine, and one is they're also to show cheris. So he says if you're having grape juice without wine. Okay, so you can say that as well. But the Maaser of Moshe, quite the Oil of Tzion, also claimed that by having grape juice, the person's lacking the element of Cheirus part of the Arba Kosas. That was their claim. The Maaser, lots of poskim are makel. You got Shlomo Zalman Reibach, even Chazanish held he can do with grape juice. But certainly, there were poskim that says that say you should try and have wine. So the middle way is really to just have grape juice and then mix the top part, maybe a quarter even, of grape juice, of wine, a third, top part of grape juice. You mix wine together with grape juice, then you've added a bit of wine. Grape juice makes no difference. You can put grape juice and then add it with wine, then that'll be okay. So there we see. I'm not aware of it. The Chorus shouldn't make enough gemilah with the wine and red. Oh, okay, yeah. So, okay, I haven't seen that. Okay, let's have a look. Hang on a second. So we've got like this. So someone actually asked me, he said he's got a choice. Either he can have grape juice, right? Either he can buy grape juice. Or his other option is buying wine, which is mavushal. That was his shayla. Yain, which is mavushal. Lots of our wines are mavushal, and it seems that to have wine would be better, even if it's mavushal, because grape juice, there is docha pikpuk, remotion, those who say grape juice is also geshmak. That's why it's better to add a little bit of wine at the top of the grape juice to be yotzer. Rabbi Yashav says, once you add a little bit of wine and it tastes winey, that's already enough. You should know, that's one of the minors that I take pride in this kois, because don't forget, if you have this kois, which by the Rabbonons, Mishabur is clearly makel, you can have a small shea. The small shea of a revius, how much is a revius according to the small shea? Kois, which is gematria 86. This is 98, 99, 100 cc if you fill up to the top. And this, your yota, this is okay for the small shea. It's a mitzvah de Rabbonon, the Arba kois. All of the koises this year are all the Rabbonons. Last year, the first night was Shabbos, Friday night. So the first night, Kiddush, that would be the Raisa. But over here, it's all the Rabbonons. The mile of using this is that you can fill up a lot of wine and it doesn't affect you so much. If you have a big kois, you have 150. A regular big kois is between 150 and 200. If you look around, you see, and it's quite a lot. If you're going to start adding wine onto that, a tucker is hard. But if you have these koises and have wine, or at least a lot of it wine, that can make it easier. Well, having it doesn't have to be this. Anything smaller, it could be a mile to... I've got a letter from a Big Tom Chochman, S. Israel, that writes that it's better to have the small share with wine than to have a bigger share with grape juice. Okay, so that's it's a big topic about grape juice. The Maaser, obviously, you could be yotze with grape juice if need be. It's kedai to add a bit of wine if and where possible. They do mention Oil of Tzion's got a tshuva to say women don't have to add the wine. This din of derech cheiros is not said when you get to women because there's an in darkon b'yayin. Okay, so let's move on. I just add a bit of a haragosha that I have. I find a bit of a chiddush. Although Ramosha is Ramosha, and those the Oil of Tzion held that there's a bit of a pickpick with grape juice. I see the poskim. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. He says if a person can't have wine, a person can't have grape juice. What would you say if someone can't have wine or grape juice? Let's say he's allergic. What would you say you should do? Sorry. Chamar Medina. This is a chiddush to some people. Chamar. Can you imagine? Arabic. What do you have for Arabic places? Tea. Buying four lots of tea. And then the second night we'll do coffee. Okay, you can't have coffee, yeah? Khamam Medina, a beer, well, you won't be able to have a beer later. Right, Khamam Medina, okay. What Khamam Medina is a sugya in itself, some Rishayim base. But what I'm trying to say, what I want to bring here from what you see, if your Arabic currency can be to a T, if it's Khamam Medina, yeah? Then where's the Deir Khairas in T? So you see an indication that grape juice shouldn't be a problem either. Okay, leave it like that. Bit of machlokes about. Let me just, interesting point. Sometimes some people store their eggs or things they need, things outside the house. And in the middle of Maggid, let's say you're running low on something or one of the items, you go outside to the back garden and you fetch one of the items from outside. Or let's say it's getting a bit much and the person running the Seder is going on a bit and you want to go outside for a bit of fresh air. You go outside for a bit of fresh air, some people will go out for smoke, and some people will go out for a walk, whatever it is. They come back in, it's not geschmack. You got a shayla of kiddush b'mokim se'uda. We know that you have to make kiddush, and followed by the kiddush, you have to eat. Now, you haven't eaten yet. You've only had a little bit of a potato. So really, you have to... Oh, okay. So now really, you'd have to really wait till you've started the meal, made some matzah, only in the middle of Shulchan Aruch, then you can go outside, for just a quick one. But really, before a person's washed, it's not so geschmack. And to rely on the goinim, Ruby's mentioned in the goinim, pshitas that goinim is that if a person has a revius, if you do have a revius, let's say you do have a revius, right? Because you only mechuyt to have a rev kois. But if you let's say you do end up having a revius, there is epis shitta that holds you could be yotze kiddush makosut, which is not relied upon in the night time. Let's not go into this. Lamai says zicha ideally to avoid going outside in order not to lose your kiddush according to some poskim. Yes, there is a goinim, there is an epis shitta, but it's not kedai to go outside. That's another point. Next one. Okay, this is an interesting one because the Mishabru tells you that the four koises that you have has to be split up in them in between. You have to be doing something in between all of them. So between the first and second, we're busy doing maggid. Between the second and third, we're busy eating. Between the third and fourth, we're busy saying hala. Sometimes you have a lady, especially a person's not really too active. So then they between two, the last two koises, they're not really, their mind's not with halal, they can't do halal, and you just give them a kois, make ber piagofen, and then you pull them another kois, make ber piagofen. Not mishabrua, das tognisht. You have to be mafsid between the two koises with something, either with eating matzah or with halal like we do, like, right? If a person, let's say this typically happens, imagine you have a 12-year-old girl who's now bar mitzvah boy, who's been working the whole Erev Pesach, it comes to Leila Seydi, he's completely gone. Okay, he can't, it comes to the third kois, he's had the third kois, and he can't follow with halal for some reason. And you give him, okay, here's another kois, he can't make a brach on that kois, because he's not been mafsik between them, so the last kois, it won't work. It's not the bialocha, and just read out this very tiny bialocha, and he says, Veda, according to what the Shulchan Aruch says, then, Sri kois lizoy, ladies have to be careful, Shayoy Moseda ha'agoda al kol kois v'kois. Or at least they should hear from the Baal. They have to be involved in some sort of the Seder between the koises. So when it comes to between the third and the fourth, at least halal or Haggadah, something that, which is mafsik like we do.
There was a shout if you have 10 fucking koises, you realise you're late.
That's right, very good smart.
So you're having to do two koises then?
Yes, the chatzos business is really to make sure we get the matzah, the mitzvah's matzah before chatzos.
So
really, the rest of it.
Well,
where's the two?
Because really. The beginning,
right.
Then you do the kois, then you wash.
No, but then all you need to catch is the mitzvah matzah. Or lechatchila, you do have to comb it. So really,
you just say one piece of dollar, and then you go. You say one tiny piece.
Yeah, but the next kois, the third kois, is only after you bench.
First and second.
No, because between the first and second, you've got the halal. You've got not halal. Between the first and second, you've got haggadah. Oh, you mean in a person? If a person's got no time and he's going to miss out the whole halal, he's going to have to say something. Right? That's a good point. If a person really comes home for some reason half an hour before chatzos, Mishabru already tells you what to do. And he really whips it. He has to be mafsik. I think Mishabru actually mentions he has to be mafsik between the first and the second with the Amiris Hagoda. Very good, very excellent. Yes, spot on. Okay. Next one is interesting one that Mishabru says that if a person washes for Moitzi Matzah, so you wash your hands, you come and you have your Kazesa Matzah, we can't go into that, you have your Matzah. There's an Indian, after you finish your Matzah, to try and keep quiet, not easy, until after Koyrich, okay? First you have Moitzi Matzah, so you have two Kazesa Matzah. Then you have your Moro, obviously you make a broch on Moro. And then not to talk until after Koyrich. It's quite hard, but you should know the Shlo held Achok Yaakov brings it down, not to talk until Afikomen. Achok Yaakov says it's very difficult to understand that. The Shlach says not to talk Afikomen. Okay, yeah, Afshav was not getting it, okay. But you should know the Mishnah Berurah went so far to say that he never said, he held that it's such a chomadigah thing that he never even said, Zeicha the Mikdash Kehillah. The Bialocha is Matmia. If you're supposed to keep quiet until after Koyach, what's the reason why you have to keep quiet for Koyach? Let's just briefly explain. Because there's a mitzvah of matzah. There's a mitzvah of morah. Very nice. Why do we do koyreich? Because Hillel held, you're not yotzer separate, you have to eat it together. Kumdos, what you've done till now is a waste of time. And therefore, if a kumdos Hillel, what you're doing now is correct, we want the brochas that you said originally, 10 minutes ago, to be chalon koyreich. That's why you should keep quiet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I don't understand. Why are you busy saying zeich lemikdash kehillel? Don't, no one asked you to say this. You should know that Mishnah Berurah held, Mishnah Berurah himself, so now, you can say that's the Mishnah Berurah himself. That's what the Mishnah Berurah himself explains why it would be okay to say he's like Melamed Zchus, but he himself, if you look at it, he himself didn't used to say this Nusach. Obviously used to say that, like, we didn't mention it because it's part of, it's an again, it's relevant to what you're saying. But the fact, I'm just bringing out from the cash of the Mishnah Berurah that you see he wasn't happy about being mafsik for anything. You see, even the Loshen of saying Zeich Lemikdash Kehillel, he didn't think it's interesting the stomach, just agav, really agav. When he gets to the Haggadah, the Ramah says that a person should say the Haggadah in a language that people understand. And the very interesting, he says, V'chein osa, the Ramah says, V'chein osa ri milundri. It's from London. The Ri Melundri, Kol Ha'agodah B'loshen Laz. He said the whole Haggadah in English. This is the Ramah talking in Tof Ein Gimel. Keshevina Loshen V'Aktanim. It's interesting, the Ramah quotes London, and you feel at home a bit. But the Ramah is quoting the Ri Melundri, which they say is London, that he said in English. Okay, this is the Ramah, no, not so long ago, a few hundred years ago. And he said that, it's just interesting to know that if you feel at home when you see the Ramah in Tof Ein Gimel. Okay, next one. So you've got there, we said that not to speak until after Koyach. Again, it can be quite difficult. There's a mind I'm not speaking till that. Then you've got to try and catch chatzos. What's the reason why you got to catch chatzos? Because, don't forget, when we say catch chatzos, we mean be'ika, the mitzvah matzah. Because what's the mitzvah deraisa and the leda seder? Leda seder, the mitzvah deraisa is to eat matzah. And the haggadah, so haggadah you be mekayim. The matzah before chatzos is a must because if Elazar ben Azariah held, it all finishes, it expires by chatzos. So it's all finished. The main thing is mitzvah matzah. You will find that lots of people are makud for afikomen as well. Since Tamar Shein hold afikomen is also part of the mitzvah, it's very stark. So therefore, we all try and keep the afikomen. Many, and Mishnah Berurah and Ramah, they all say to try and catch the afikomen before chatzos. You want to hear a chiddush from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach? Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that the chatzos on the luach, when it comes to Leila Seder, you have to be machmitz before chatzos. Those who want to do like a quicker Leila Seder. You know, when we were younger, everyone came to school after Pesach, comparing how long their Seder talk was. It till 2 o'clock. Oh, we managed till 3 o'clock. As time goes on, I think some people have it the other way around. We were in bed by 11. Yeah, as our nusach. So you have to know. Obviously, the main nekuda is to be mischazak and to find a geshmak. You should know that actually the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shlach that he's seen anshei ma'aser that people that kiss the matzah. You've seen this nusach.
Yeah.
He kisses it, and he says, "V'ashrei mi, ashrei mi." Anytime, just a chib of a mitzvah. V'ashrei mi. That's over the Hashem b'simcha. It's always a struggle to try and make sure to keep up the cheshek. So over here, is to some point of Shlomo Zalman held that the chatzos. Let me just mention that the chatzos. When we say to catch chatzos, the Ramah says to try and even catch halal before chatzos. The Gra explains because you want to catch all four koses. Before chatzos. Now, the Maisa people are not so makut on that. They struggle enough with afikomen. So that's really the minik. The Ramah says, lachatzadili, to catch chatzos, even all the four koses. Okay? Now, not only that, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held that the chatzos is a bit earlier. Why? He says like this. I think it's worth chapping. What's going on over here? If you got chatzos in the middle of the night, what's either end of chatzos? When you're coming into Pesach, you've got something called shkia. And you've got something called Nacht. Shkia is sunset, and Nacht is an hour later there. The other side of Chatzos is something called Alois HaShachar, right at the beginning of the morning, and then a bit later is Netz, sunrise, well, very, very clear. Chatzos, when you look at any Luach, Chatzos is in the middle of either of them. Either you're taking the far extreme, which is Shkia and Netz, or you're taking a bit closer in, which is Nacht and Alois, okay? But you're taking either, and then you're going to end up in the middle. Sage of Klum Zaman, when it comes to a Shaila of Deiraisa by Matzah, we have to be machmi that the Zman of Laila is already from Shkia, and we have to be machmi that the time of day is already from Alois, making your Chatzos a bit earlier. Rabbi, I wish I had time to be Marich, but it's a Geshmak Achap that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman had. It's not on Gunuman again, but it's Geshmak Achap. He writes it when he wrote the Haskoma to the Sefer called Matzos Mitzvah. He writes in the Haskoma that he writes, this is our aura. He believes that it's a Shtak aura. The Maisa Mephisach, if you look at the Canada, we try and get Afikoman. It ends up being, I think, it ends up being about a quarter of an hour earlier. I think so. I think from my memory, I did it 2 years ago. It's a bit. It makes a difference. Okay. Next one is okay. We've got to Geshmaka thing over here. That when it comes to the Afikoman, so obviously we the Afikoman leaning. There is some who want to take a piece of Afikoman as a shmira and they hang it. And there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah when he discusses hanging the Afikoman. They used to have a minig to make a hole in the matzah itself. Have you ever seen it? And then they would hang the matzah on a pin. And says the Mishnah Berurah, very interesting Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchas Yom Tov, so in Tov Kuf, and this is a very interesting one. He says, people which have a minig to make a hole b'chatichas ha'afikoman b'pesach lit loisoi to hang it nearer that is mutter. You're even allowed to take a knife and cut it. This is an interesting thing. Mikol mokum to make a hole like the shape of a Magen David, yesh lahachmi. If you want to start making a shape out of it now. Make a shtick out of it and hang it by making a hole like a Magen David. Yes, just an interesting Marim Mokum. It seems like there you're doing something on Yom Tov. It's a shtick like a Makom Patish, like a Kuz. It's not a Geshmaka thing to do on Yom Tov, but it's interesting. He mentions such a concept in Hilchos Yom Tov. So cool. Just an interesting Zachem. While we're at it, can there's a times I know you've got to make sure that we get the hours, get the right hours, and we also got to make sure with the Shemaz. All these things, because this year the clock changes, Matzah Shabbos, so Matzah Shabbos will change the clock, so you've got to be aware of what's going on with, if you're changing it. Right, so you've got to make sure, if we change the clock, it's really at 2 o'clock in the morning. So you've got to make sure, just be on top of what's going on. You look at the local Luach and you'll see what's going on there. Let me finish off the Geshmaka Nekuda, wow, if I may, Geshmaka Chidor, the Chidor mentions, we're going to say Nishmas, well we say Nishmas every Shabbos, but it's very nice. We say in Nishmas that Hashem makes people who can't talk, He makes them talk. Hamesiach ilmim, those which can't talk, He makes them talk. So He brings the Maisa with Reb Kleinemus, who was considered Reb Kleinemus Baal Hanes. That's what he was called. Why was he called Baal Hanes? Because there was a tekufa that the Yishmaelim, the Arabs, were making a blood libel against the Yidden. They killed the Yishmaeli. And they placed him by the Beis HaKnesses, in the local Beis HaKnesses. And they wanted to cause a blood libel and therefore get rid of a lot of Klal Yisrael. But Rabbeinu Kleinemus, one of the Rishonim, he did what he did, he davened. And you know what happened? They all came, all the officials came to the Chatz of the Beis HaKnesses that morning. And they saw Rabbeinu Kleinemus. Rabbeinu Kleinemus went over to the child and he davened. And the child, he spoke. He got up and he said it was them. It was my brothers, it was the Yishmaelim. V'omar kala masa, he said, who killed him? Umi yishlichoi, and who threw me by the Beis HaKnesses? V'kach, and that's how v'nitzulu Yisrael, that's how Klal Yisrael was saved. V'kach koyle Rabbeinu Kleinemus Balanes, he was called Kleinemus Balanes. V'zeinu shalma says the chidah, that's what pshat in what we say is HaMasiach Limim, that Hashem's got the koyach to bring this out, that even the person who's la'achamisa is able to explain. We'll see what's going on.